Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Steve and Mary Archuleta. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have a curious scripture passage. We talk about it often here, where it's just us focusing in particular in St. Luke's Gospel on that our Lord went about and did many good things throughout the way, and he went with his disciples, and also those who he called apostles, which have already been noted who they were. But now he speaks more about the apostolic band in the greater sense, speaking particularly about the women and naming a number of the women who were there, such as Mary Magdalene, from whom our Lord cast out seven demons. The scripture scholars tell us that, and the fathers of the church, that he's not just speaking about seven specific demons, that there was one after another, but he was meaning that the fullness of the seven vices were cast out of him. Cast out of her such that she was made pure and clean, and after this only had a heart for the person of Jesus Christ, as we see so often in what it is that she does in the rest of her ministry to our Lord, being called the apostle to the apostles, because she was the one who was sent by our Lord after his resurrection to speak to the ones who were sent by our Lord, the 12 apostles, to announce to them the greatest news, which is the coming of Christ in resurrected flesh, that he had been totally raised from the dead as the one to prepare them for his visit as he had passed through the walls and explained everything to them about himself. Speaking about Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, who was a high position there, and showing that he was strongly connected. And this is why, when you read in the Gospel, when our Lord was going through his passion, when he was sent to Herod, how he says, "Oh, I've heard so much about you." And so he was excited to receive some of the graces which were visited upon Chuza and his wife in their healings, which the rest of this passage speaks about, because he says, "You did it for them, now show me something marvelous to be able to marvel on," and our Lord refused to even speak to Herod in that way. So he knew about him intimately through this steward of his, that high-ranking official, and his wife, who was also accompanying him on this way, and Susanna. So we see that there are so many people accompanying Christ in this way. And what does it mean to accompany Christ? What does that word come from? What does it really mean? To accompany someone is to go with them, it's to escort them. To escort them in a way. And I was, in my own prayer before Mass, I was going over this word and wanted to see what it means. And the Oxford Thesaurus gives a number of ways you can speak about it in other terms. To say, to go with, to go along with, to travel with, to keep somebody company, to tag along with, to partner, to chaperone, to attend, to follow, to conduct, to lead, to take, to show, to see, to guide, to steer, to usher, to pilot, to convoy, to help, to assist, to show somebody the way, to lead the way. There's a Scottish phrase that is to chum with. We don't use that here. But then it says to company or to bear somebody company, to be a companion. All those things are to say that there are many ways of being with. Being with. That would be a word, mitsein in German, to be with somebody. You and I are called to do the same thing, to be with our Lord. There are those who gave him courage. Often throughout the course of his ministry, there were times where he was beaten up, times where he was attacked, times where he himself was given over to sorrow. Well, who did he go to relieve that sorrow? He went to, obviously, God in prayer. He spent lots of time in prayer. After he would do a work, he would always leave and go away and be with his Father. That was their custom. But in the midst of that, he was still a human being. And so these traveling companions, these who were along with him, also gave him succor for his soul. Didn't we dwell upon that yesterday in the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, where there we are called to be with the one who is with the Lord, being his own mother, who sought to succor him in all of his wounds and difficulties, and as well all those who were hanging with him at the foot of the cross, most of whom were these very women who were there. And so today, as a further meditation, to go beyond that and to say, how do I accompany Christ here on a Friday where we give up thanks, where we remind ourselves always of the torn flesh of Christ and by the fact that we abstain from meat on this day in a particular way, thinking anytime we see meat on Fridays to think of that torn flesh of Christ. And so that's why we don't touch it. Well, to accompany our Lord in our sufferings, to accompany our Lord in the hardships that we go through, to accompany him in those various ways and to give him succor as an escort for him, preparing the way. Even the work which we do now, is able to compassionate our Lord. That is a meditation we always have with the Sacred Heart, making reparation. What are we doing today to accompany our Lord? We always ask our Lord to accompany us, right? To stay with us on the journey, to stay with us in our moments of weakness. But in this particular passage of Scripture and on this day, to think of the ways in which we are the ones who can accompany Christ. For when we think of our Lord needing to accompany us, we put ourselves in the place of being the ones who are leading. But rather it is our Lord who's supposed to lead. And so on this day, to be like these holy women, his disciples who are focusing on in this time, and to say, well, I'm not the one who's actually the driver in this seat. I'm not the one who's actually leading my life, or if I am, I should not be. And so if our Lord is actually the one leading, then how do I be with him? How do I accompany him? How do I act as a part of his entourage and encouraging him upon the way and helping him to make the journey? Remember what St. Paul says. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. And so therefore it is no longer I who live, but rather it is Christ Jesus who lives within me. And so the life which I now lead in the flesh, I lead by what? By faith in the Son of God, who loves me and has given himself up for me. That is the meditation for today, to ask our Lord in a particular way, how is it that I am able to accompany him, to give him that succor in the midst of his passion, which we meditate upon this Friday and on every Friday, and to make those real acts of reparation with what the day still has left. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.